Today, we know that Evan Prison was hit, and there's a question about why that was hit, because over time, there have been Americans and Westerners that might be allies to the U.S. and Israel held in that prison, so it's not clear why they hit that prison. They also hit the Basij, which is a part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard force, and these are the folks you've seen on several occasions in the past that ride around on motorcycles. They're part of the process there of keeping people in line, typically on a local level, focusing on local scenarios, but they're spread out all over the place. Their headquarters was hit today. And we know as well that Iran has fought back, shot at Israel today. We know that there have been some casualties. We don't know the full picture, but this is a war, and it's a war that's sinking deeper and deeper into a morass today.
Have we learned any more about the actual impact of the weekend's attacks? Has it done the damage that U.S. and Israeli officials were hoping it would?
Iran insists that its program is still alive. The real question is, did the U.S. hit uranium or just hardware? And without international inspectors, it could be a very long time before we know. Iran is controlling this narrative and the truth about what was lost or buried. It may stay in the shadows for months or maybe even years. The truth right now, it's buried in the rubble and propaganda. But I can say this to you, in talking with sources and a number of experts about this in the last 24 hours, that uranium was likely moved long before these attacks took place, because Iran knew that it was something was coming. They knew that Israel wanted it. They knew the U.S. may join in. So it's very likely that uranium was moved. And as others in the U.S., in the U.S. government, in fact, have said, we missed that uranium. Hit the hardware, missed the uranium. The program is still alive. It's just a matter of time. The clock is still ticking.
Well, JJ, when it comes to our security, what is the latest assessment of Iranian threats to the U.S. and to U.S. interests?
Well, the threat board just lit up like a Christmas tree. Iran's proxies are activated across the world. The Middle East, Hezbollah, of course, militias in Iraq and Syria, Houthi rebels in Yemen. You know, and there are cyber units probing U.S. infrastructure. They do that on a regular basis. But now they don't just have the A-team on this. They have all of the teams on it. And what really keeps officials up at night are the sleepers. Intelligence are looking at chatter coming in from a lot of different venues and origins, looking at coordinated possible terror plots here at home on allied capitals overseas. There, of course, are the troops that are overseas and U.S. personnel that are at embassies and people doing business overseas. Tehran is not going to face the U.S. head on. It's going to try to bleed the U.S. in the shadows through sabotage, assassinations, or chilling surprise right here on American soil.
Do you anticipate a lot of action in the Strait of Hormuz, which is where so much oil goes through?
That's their strength at this point. That's the one thing that they can do to make the world come to heel, is stopping trade, stopping the economies of lots of countries, impacting billions and billions of dollars of economic wealth. That's their strong suit. That's absolutely what they're going to utilize. And they've said something that's pretty clever, and they've said this for many years. I've followed this for years, not just from Iran, but from all of the U.S.'s adversaries that engage in the world of terrorism. They say the U.S. has the watches, but we've got the time. And that means they're going to do whatever they want to do on their time, on their schedule, in their place, and in a manner of their choosing, which is something the U.S. is going to now, whether we call it a war or not, we're going to have to continue to focus on that.
JJ, back to today's Israeli attacks on Iran that supposedly hit this Fordo nuclear site again. Does the fact that Israel felt the need, apparently, to hit that site again after the U.S. attacked it possibly suggest that the U.S. strike did not have the intended impact, or do we just not know at this point?
It absolutely does. And one of the things from watching the UN Security Council meetings yesterday and listening to Antonio Guterres, he's the UN Secretary General and the Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Grossi, it's clear that job was not finished. A lot of damage was done, again, as I mentioned, to the hardware, what they used to produce and the process for taking this uranium and turning it into a nuclear weapon. The machinery was damaged, but the product, there's lots of evidence that They're still trying to find that, still trying to get to it. And there's no evidence that it was destroyed because it's a very opaque place. There aren't people on the ground that are going to share this detail with Israel, the U.S., and the West. And getting this kind of proof could take a long time. Here's another reason why, because Iran has been searching high and low for spies, people who have, worked with the Israelis and other Western countries, and they've been locating them one by one and executing them. Today, there was another execution, the third one in 3 days, of a person who worked with Israel's Mossad to help them orchestrate this plan of attack, which started 8, 9, 10 days ago now. So there are a lot of moving parts here. This main one about whether or not this uranium was taken out, there's no evidence at this point that it was.